Tomorrow, Australia's whistleblower laws will be in the spotlight when a long-running, high-profile prosecution is due to come before the courts. Recently, the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions revealed her office was considering dropping charges against Australian Tax Office whistleblower Richard Boyle. Kieran Pender is senior lawyer with the Human Rights Law Centre. He's speaking with Damien Carrick.
Richard Boyle spoke up about improper and unethical debt recovery practices in the Australian Taxation Office. He did the right thing. He sought to raise those concerns internally, had no luck, and ultimately went to the ABC. And his concerns were vindicated. There's been several reviews that found that what he disclosed was indeed problematic, and policy reform has been put in place as a result. But rather than applaud Richard Boyle, the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, has been prosecuting him. He was hit initially with 66 charges and up to 160 years in prison. That's been downgraded slightly, but he still faces the prospect of potentially life in prison.
You would argue he complied with the Public Interest Disclosure Act by first going internally to the tax office with his concerns, and then when there was no joy there, at that point he went to the media. You point out that there have been a number of independent bodies or reports which have vindicated him. What are they?
The Small Business Ombudsman looked into this, and I believe the Tax Office Ombudsman had also done a similar investigation, as did a Senate inquiry. And they found that these issues that Richard Boyle had spoken up about were of real concern. The Senate report, for example, found that the ATO's initial investigation had been only superficial and hadn't fully considered and explored the issues. And ultimately, these have led to policy and practice changes in the Taxation Office. So I think from that perspective, Richard Boyle and his whistleblowing has been vindicated, and yet he's still on trial for speaking up in the public interest.
Then just last month, I think it was, there was an exchange in Senate Estimates Committee where the Director of Public Prosecutions suggested that her office was considering dropping all charges.
Yeah, Senator Rhett Patrick asked the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions whether her office had considered the Senate's report. She said that they had, and they were on an ongoing basis considering whether to discontinue the prosecution against Richard Boyle. They had set a deadline to announce that of late March, but several court dates have been postponed, and it's now coming back before the court on Wednesday, when hopefully we should find out whether or not that prosecution will be dropped. And certainly it's the Human Rights Law Centre view that this prosecution is profoundly wrong and should be dropped as a matter of urgency.
So at this court hearing on Wednesday, prosecution could be totally dropped or it could be full steam ahead. We're not sure.
Exactly. And so I guess that hearing should be a bit of a pivotal moment in seeing, you know, how it's going to proceed from here. And if it does proceed, that would be a damning indictment on Australia's whistleblowing laws, that they're still enabling the prosecution. And if it doesn't, although that would be a welcome development, it doesn't address the core problem, which is that Mr. Boyle has had 2 years of this prosecution hanging over his head for simply doing the right thing. You know, he spoke up about wrongdoing. That wrongdoing was true and has been vindicated as a problem by these independent inquiries. So I think that the ultimate question is, how is it in the public interest at all to be prosecuting people like Richard Boyle, and why has that continued for 2 years?
So if the charges are dropped, that will be a conversation, a very big conversation that Australia will need to have about how well suited our laws and our institutions are to deal with this sort of situation.
That's correct. So the Public Interest Disclosure Act, which provides the avenue for public servants to speak up about wrongdoing, that was introduced in 2013. And in 2016, there was an independent review undertaken which identified a number of failings in the scheme that were making it hard for it to be used effectively. The report, it was the Moss Review by Philip Moss, it said that the experience of public sector whistleblowers was not a happy one. And the Morrison government has sat on that report for the subsequent years. In December of last year, it finally, 4 years later, responded and said it would accept most of the recommendations, but we still haven't seen that reform. Every day that goes on without robust best practice whistleblower protections for Australian public servants, wrongdoing might be going on that we don't know about, and those who do speak up are suffering for their bravery and courage in speaking up. That is not an Australia we want to live in.
That's Kieran Pender, senior lawyer with Human Rights Law Centre, speaking with Damien Carrick about those allegations first heard on Four Corners, I think, a few years ago. You can hear more about this case of Richard Boyle, the whistleblower, on the Law Report with Damien this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN or anytime as a podcast.